This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The chief of the Environmental Protection Agency told Congress in 2010, quote, "The science behind climate change is settled, and human activity is responsible for global warming," close quote. He sounded like he thought he was Moses coming down from the mountain to give us the final word on the future. However, a new book by Steve Gorham called The Mad, Mad, Mad World of Climatism says that the very nature of science is that nothing is ever settled, and new evidence must always be subjected to debate and peer review. Climatism is the word for the belief that man-made greenhouse gases are destroying Earth's climate. Climatists continue to claim that warming trends exist and that we humans are responsible for it. Scientific evidence shows that warming trends occur naturally. Climate change is real and continuous. Winter storms, summer heat, drought, hurricanes, tornadoes, and tsunamis are all blamed by these scientists on man's misuse of the planet. Extreme weather events are used to push expensive policies on the public. Freedom and capitalism are not compatible with the doctrine of environmental sustainability, which calls for these elites to direct the activities of mankind to preserve the planet. Government subsidies, tax breaks, and penalties have benefited some companies greatly, so that some in the scientific community have supported climatism. When scientists dispute man-made warming, attempts are made to keep them silent. One member of the American Physical Society said, "The global warming scam is the most successful pseudo-scientific fraud I have seen in my life as a physicist." To get the real side of the story, you can read Steve Gorham's provocative new book called The Mad, Mad, Mad World of Climatism.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Is global warming an imaginary threat? Is it authentic science or politics? Is it about the future of humanity or about money and power? At eagleforum.org, a blog with Phyllis Schlafly delivers the latest news and opinions. Add your comments to the Climate Change blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam, and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cow Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hello, friends. It is Tuesday, November 19th, 2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN. Their website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com, where you will see the names of all the guests that I've had on my program here at RBN since October 23rd, 2010, as well as links to their websites. Just visit my website and click on the radio schedule button. Please also visit SpingolaSpeaks.info for links and files. One of our talented listeners established this site to augment information not found elsewhere. During the program, email your questions or comments to comment@spingola.com. If anyone has sent me email to my other address, Deanna@spingola.com, since last Thursday morning, I have not seen it. After the new replacement battery in my laptop stopped working after 2 hours on Friday, I concluded that it was the battery adapter, which still has not arrived. It was supposed to arrive yesterday, but it didn't. So hopefully it'll arrive today. So I should be up and running later on this afternoon. I know that I could have accessed my email via the email server, but I just decided to give myself a vacation. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website, spingola.com, or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. My guest today should have been Carl Rattle, the author of Communism and the Jews, a source reader, whose website is SemiticController.blogspot.com. I did send him a reminder email from the comment@spingola.com, which I'm not sure that he got, and he is not he's not online according to Skype. So I think that probably Carl will not be with us today. So what we're going to do, I think, is we're going to talk about the JFK assassination. And, of course, you're certainly welcome to call in at 800-313-9443 and discuss this with me. Now, I've gotten a lot of, I've read a lot about it, of course, over the weekend. I did nothing but read. And yesterday, I got something in the mail that I read through last night, which is very exciting, which I will share parts of it with you. Now, in the alternative media, we find disinformation and misinformation. Disinformation is deliberate, subtle, insidious propaganda frequently integrated with the truth. Misinformation may be a simple demonstration of ignorance. We are unequally educated. Our experiences are entirely different. For instance, yesterday's guest, one of the first things that he indicated to us was that he was a genealogist, that he did family history, and which is a wonderful thing. I've done a lot of family history myself. And so his his approach to the JFK assassination is entirely different, was entirely different, and the product of his efforts is entirely different than somebody who was, say, very politically oriented. His was family connections, which he did an excellent, excellent job. And it was a very, very interesting program yesterday where he was telling all about the connections, how the people were interrelated, how they were connected by marriage, connected by association. It was very interesting. And his approach, as I said, was unique because he approached it because of his experience and because of his background. And sometimes people draw their conclusions based on what their like-minded associates talk about or believe. And unfortunately, they get the wrong idea about people. Some people draw their conclusions not from what they read themselves, but because of what others think or what others have said. And unfortunately, this leads them to the wrong perceptions about people. And there's something that I'd like to share with you. Let me see if I can find it. I hadn't planned on. This is sort of off the top of my head here, all this. I kind of had a gut feeling, and I always try to go with my gut feelings about things because I have learned that when my gut tells me something, that it usually is an accurate feeling. Okay, so let me just read to you. This is from Mark Lane's book. It's called Plausible Denial. Was the CIA involved in the assassination of JFK? And on page 124, Lane is talking about Judge Scalia, who was then the United States Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia. And, of course, now he is a member, a justice of the United States Supreme Court. And he was talking about the Anderson case, and they were talking about a libel case where Anderson was being sued for a story that he wrote. And this is applicable to what I'm referring to, that oftentimes people fail to do their own research. They don't read the books of particular – well, they don't read, period. They just go online. They interact with people online. They pick up opinions from other people they trust or rely upon. But anyway, this is what Judge Scalia said in this court case, and I quote, "We are not ready to adopt for the law of libel the principle that 10,000 repetitions are as good as the truth. We see nothing to be said for the rule that a conscience malicious libel is not actionable so long as it has been preceded by earlier assertions of the same untruth," unquote. So in other words, if you hear the same comment, the same kind of sentiments about a particular thing, because you've heard them 10,000 times or maybe even just 500 times, that they tend to take on a truth all of their own, when in fact it might not be true at all. And that is sometimes how we relate or how we regard things that we hear on the internet. And as a result of that, we say, oh, this person is an agent, or that person is an agent, or that person is not telling the truth. When in fact, truth does not depend on a person's personality, position, popularity, or whether he or she is pro-Palestinian. It is amazing to me that people will endorse or side with someone based entirely on the unsubstantiated opinions of some popular or even not-so-popular internet personality, or they will vilify an individual for issues that he, she does not cover simply because of their area of interest. Well, some people just don't cover everything. And they totally ignore the vast amount of material that he or she does address in numerous books or even in one book. People adopt views not based on whether they have read those said books, but on the popularity of someone else's opinion, often formed as slander. When I witness an individual being vilified, I become curious as to what that person is saying or what that person has written. If I personally do not endorse someone's views, I simply ignore them. Good heavens, I just ignore the person. Yet frequently, if someone holds an alternative view, then suddenly that person is accused of being some kind of an agent. However, if someone is being slandered from a variety of factions, I find it kind of suspicious and possibly organized. With that said, I would like to talk about the assassination of John F. Kennedy and talk about some of the things that I received in the mail yesterday, and I'll share some things with from some of my books, and we will be right back. We're going to a break. Be right back in 3 minutes.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get 1 free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
Our infrastructure is failing, and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years. And in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and we don't have a guest today, so I'm just going to share some things. First of all, I would like to share something from Revisionist History, and this is issue number 69, October-November 2013, and this is written by Michael Hoffman. He is the editor. The website is revisionisthistory.org. And he has written a remarkable, as we can expect from such a scholar, a remarkable 20-page document regarding the JFK assassination. Actually, yes, 20 pages. And it is available from him, and I just highly recommend that you purchase it. And I'm certainly, because of copyright issues, I would not share the entire document. But it is available from him at revisionisthistory.org, two copies for $10. You're going to want to get this. You are really going to want to get more than one copy. It is just amazing. Absolutely amazing. And I wouldn't say it if it weren't. So let me just share a few things from this document. Part one, truth or consequences. Americans have never recovered from the post-traumatic stress brought on by the public slaughter of our president in Dallas, the two major symptoms of which are feeling numb and being afflicted with amnesia. Even in an alternative online magazine like Salon, in a long November 2013 article on the JFK assassination, the author did not recall the findings of the U.S. Senate's Church Committee or the investigations and prosecution initiated by New Orleans District Attorney Jim Garrison. What little we do remember about the conspiracy to kill our president leaves us feeling impotent. Thousands of seductive delights and websites compete for our gaze. The colossal modern machine that has our daily lives ensconced in personal comfort and submerged 24/7 in internet, TV, movies, video games, stadiums, sports, and those cathedrals of consumerism called shopping malls allow us little time for deep reflection, but plenty of attention deficit. The machine grinds on, the rat race beckons, the noise accelerates, tempest fugit. I have no idea what that means. The cryptocracy knows all this and factors it into its planning for spectacular crimes from King Kill /33 to Sandy Hook /13. They know there will be some investigation, some doubt about the official story, and a few heroes who will step forth to risk their lives to pursue the perpetrators. The cryptocracy counts on the apathy and amnesia which their ritual crimes hypnotically induce in the population to blunt the effects of what little opposition their unholy enterprise may encounter. This special magazine format edition of Revisionist History is intended as a truth serum antidote to that process. Trust me, you're going to want to get this whole 20-page issue. Okay, let me continue. And it's so true. You know, we really are afflicted with amnesia, and we are afflicted with all these other things that distract us from thinking deeply about any particular subject. Okay, again, from Michael Hoffman. The Dallas Morning News, the Dallas Times-Herald, and the Fort Worth Star-Telegram newspapers all photographed three drifters under police escort near the Texas School Book Depository shortly after the assassination. These photographs were transmitted nationwide. The men who were pictured in them became known in the public mind as the Three Hobos or the Three Tramps. To this day, these pictures are among the most enduring, iconic images of the assassination. Conspiracy sleuths have focused on attempting to discover the identity of the three men and have missed the Masonic symbolism of the image itself. It was James Shelby Downard who first linked the photo of the three men in Dallas to the Masonic legend of the Jewess. That's J-U-W-E-S, the three unworthy craftsmen. According to the media and police accounts, three men were taken off a boxcar in the Dallas rail yard immediately after President Kennedy was shot, described as drifters, detained as suspects, and then released a few days later. Dallas police claimed falsely to have lost the records of their arrests as well as their mugshots and fingerprints. What a coincidence that of all the suspects in Dallas on November 22nd, in addition to Oswald, these three were the only ones to get caught in the police dragnet and make a splash in the media. Why was the photograph of three hobos made so prominent? The answer to that question, we need to recall that Dealey Plaza was occult sacred space, the site of the first Masonic temple in Dallas. Then we must travel back in time to Victorian England, to the Masonic Dealey Plaza of that era, London's Mitre Square, where the horribly mutilated body of Jack the Ripper victim Catherine Idaus was discovered. A portion of Idaus' apron had been torn off, soaked with blood, and placed in the passageway in the square. On the wall above the blood-soaked apron, a Masonic message had been scrawled in chalk. The Jewess, that again is J-U-W-E-S, are the men that will not be blamed for nothing. Only a Freemason or a close student of Freemasonry would have written those code words. Now, isn't that incredibly interesting? Okay, reading further on page 3. Now, this again is from Revisionist History, issue number 69, October-November 2013, which you may acquire at revisionisthistory.org. You can get 2 copies for $10. You can get 10 or more copies at $3 each. I think that this is worth getting several copies to pass out to your friends. I really do. And I don't give out recommendations lightly. Okay, on page 3. Well, the suspected Kennedy assassin, Charles Harrelson, was alive and accessible within the U.S. prison system. This writer, meaning Michael Hoffman, attempted to interest investigative reporters in interviewing him. We went so far as to meet with his son, actor Woody Harrelson, in California. All establishment doors were slammed shut, and even among conspiracy researchers, there was no concerted drive to interview the elder Harrelson while he was alive. Now that he's dead, the conspiracy community has new interest in him. Okay, going down further. In the medieval era, rulers couldn't reveal to the people the crimes they were committing against them without risking blowback in terms of insurrection. Oops, we're going to a quick break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Today I'm talking about this very, very wonderful, wonderful 20-page document produced by Revisionist History, written by Michael Hoffman. I'm sharing some selections from that document. The name of the document is King Kill /33, 50 Years Later. You may obtain the document, and I highly recommend it. Go to revisionisthistory.org. And it's two copies for $10. Tell them Deanna sent you. Anyway. Oh, and we do have I mentioned the term tempus fugit. I'm probably not even pronouncing it right. One of our scholars in the chat room says that that is Latin for time flies, and how true that is. All righty. On page 3. In the medieval era, rulers couldn't reveal to the people the crimes they were committing against them without risking blowback in terms of insurrection and national upheaval. This was true in British America and in the days of the early American Republic, and to a certain, though lesser extent, in the 1960s and early 70s, with the massive Vietnam protest and black riots. One of the basic goals of Idaho's Senator Frank Church and his church committee in the U.S. Senate in 1975 and 1976 was to prove that the CIA assassinated people. Americans found it hard to believe, and the agency in that era was compelled to deny it. Now our government pursues assassinations openly, with drones and by other means. Here is the revelation of the method before our eyes. Most recently, in the FBI's barely disguised execution of Ibragim, I-B-R-A-G-I-M, Todashev, on May 22nd of this year. Americans are immersed in what Guy Debord termed the society of the spectacle. We may jog 5 miles every day and work strenuously at our job, but our national profile is that of spectators spellbound by the sight of our own funeral. Oh, how true. How very true that is. We are just so distracted. Let me just turn a page here. Okay. We may be accused of doing rhetorical backflips in order to try and make a connection between the killing of Kennedy and a Masonic type of ritual. Even if this were true, it would be in preference to the bland obscurantism which the establishment has employed to conceal a conspiracy most foul. Actually, however, we are only seeking to have our people accept the evidence of their own eyes and intuition rather than the mesmerism of the hucksters of media misdirection. I just love Hoffman's rhetoric. He just writes beautifully. It's very expressive. I'm a big fan. Big fan. Okay, back to Hoffman. Throughout the late 1960s and the 1970s, a majority of the American people did not accept the lone nut conclusion of the Warren Report. And this national dissatisfaction with the fabricated story led men of valor, such as New Orleans District Attorney Jim Garrison and Idaho Senator Frank Church, to convene official investigations which have contradicted important assertions formerly fixed in stone by Justice Earl Warren and his cabal, led by Alan Dulles, the CIA director who JFK had fired. Joan Mellon subtitled her account of Garrison's prosecution of certain Kennedy assassination conspirators, "The Case That Should Have Changed History." The same can be said for the investigations of the Church Committee in the U.S. Senate and of the House of Representatives hearings, 1976 to 1978. They should have sparked a rising of the people whereby a second American Revolution made a clean sweep of the criminal occult networks deeply entrenched in the U.S. government and its kept press. When this writer, meaning Michael Hoffman, when this writer met with Hollywood actor Woody Harrelson in a San Francisco cafe some years ago, it wasn't to rub shoulders with the rich and famous. It was to convince Woody that this writer should be granted access to Charles Harrelson, his imprisoned father, the mafia assassination of Judge John Wood, for the sole purpose of getting the elder Harrelson to provide, with his son's blessing, the names of the people who directed him to fire an assassin's rifle on November 22nd in Dallas, which is our personal opinion of the elder Harrelson's role. Woody Harrelson, who once told the press, in a quote, "My father was a CIA agent," unquote, began to weep when I asked him if his father killed Kennedy. He refused to facilitate my request to visit his incarcerated father. Charles Harrelson died in prison, taking his secrets with him. Okay, now I'm skipping around. I hope you notice that or realize that. I am skipping around. Kennedy was killed on a site replete with Masonic significance and symbolism. Humorous, as we suggest that the plot of this bardic psychodrama has more influence over us than we may imagine, that it is an initiator and signifier of a process of human devolution whereby the earth is prepared for Elizabethan Dr. John Dee's prophecy of the coming reign of dead matter and the subjugation of humanity. Far-fetched? The killing of President Kennedy was hugely demoralizing to the American people. Despite his many transgressions and foibles, he was a standard-bearer for a future vision of peace, prosperity, and health. He was endeavoring to return America to the dimensions of a Jeffersonian republic rather than a national security state fueled by a kleptocracy reaping enormous material prizes from perpetual wars and empire. Fact, after Kennedy died, the national security state was almost immediately hugely engorged, culminating in 500,000 American troops committed to a Southeast Asian backwater. The dimensions of this monstrosity have only grown since then, metastasizing under Bill Clinton and especially George W. Bush, culminating in the government staging the 9/11 terror attacks and a decade of wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. Now think of the millions of people that have died, and this is me talking. Think of the millions of people who have died in those wars. In Vietnam alone, there were 3 million Vietnamese citizens. There were 58,000 American military. When you're talking about, you also have to think about the covert wars that were conducted by the CIA. The CIA, under Project Phoenix, chose certain Vietnamese citizens and murdered them just to get rid of them. And then, of course, he mentioned Afghanistan and Iraq. And that was all orchestrated, staged after 9/11. And think of the millions of people that have died in those two countries. And think of all the citizens who have had to flee their country in order to escape the war. Think of all of the infrastructure. Think of all of the artifacts, which we talked about, I believe it was last week. Just absolutely terrible. Absolutely terrible. And, of course, all of the military men that have died there. Okay, going on page 5. In a godly society, the perpetrators who killed Kennedy would have been found out, apprehended after a fair trial, publicly hanged in Dealey Plaza. And that is so true. We get the and this is me talking again. We get the government that we deserve. And because of our cultural, the degradation of our culture, the degradation of society, look at the degradation that comes out of Hollywood. Look at the filth that is on TV. We are no longer a moral society, and because of this, we deserve the government that we get, that we have. Alrighty, we are going to a 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsor.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a 4-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and we don't have a guest today. And I know it's probably a lack of communication on my part. I've just been kind of out of touch because of my computer issues. Hopefully they will be rectified today when I get my part. I am reading from a wonderful, wonderful 20-page document called King Kill 33, 50 Years Later by the one and only Michael Hoffman. You may order this document from revisionisthistory.org. It's 2 copies for $10. I would recommend that you buy several copies. And you can, as I say, get that from revisionisthistory.org. Anyway, tell them that Deanna sent you. Okay, on page 5, and I want to reread this. In a godly society, the perpetrators who killed Kennedy would have been found out, apprehended, and, after a fair trial, publicly hanged in Dealey Plaza. Much of the spiritual fog infusing our collective national soul with demonic incentives for a dead matter future would have dissipated as a result, but the success of the Truth or Consequences Gambit posed by the assassination of a president, the impunity with which it was perpetrated before the eyes of the nation emboldened the cryptocracy to further gambits, from the killing of the Black King of Memphis, Martin Luther King, and Robert F. Kennedy in 1968, to the shooting of George Wallace in 1972, and the Oklahoma City, Pentagon, and Twin Towers attacks. The police state, now half-formed, would be dust in the wind without the success of these conspiracies. Our failure to bring to justice the masterminds of these crimes is what ensures that the empire of criminal politics will continue. Those who insist that these successes on the part of the cryptocracy are due solely to the enemy's command of geopolitics, covert operations, and brainwashing, and refuse to countenance the use of ritual magic for shaping and possessing the human psyche, are hopelessly outclassed in this great battle. Forgive us if we see in the death march from atom bombs first initiated at the Trinity site on the 33rd degree and the killing of the king near the Trinity River south of the 33rd degree a pattern. Ancient pagans sacrificed their king in the superstitious belief that his blood fertilized the earth and made crops grow and children spring to life in greater numbers and vitality. The King of Camelot was slain for very different reasons. He was sacrificed as part of the Giornata del Morte, a journey of death, the long journey to make dead matter the monarch over life. And this is just an aside. Also in 1973, you had the Supreme Court sanctioning the murder, the abortion, okay? And 55 million, at least 55 million innocent souls have perished because of that decision. Okay, back to Michael Hoffman. The aircraft named Angel delivered the King and Queen of Camelot to Love Field, where, shortly afterward, the king's head was shattered and his brains rendered garbage for the street sweeper. After which, Ruby was nationally televised blowing the guts out of another scapegoat. The surviving former First Lady descended into a porn theater habitue and a lover of stunted millionaires, ending her life in the arms of a wealthy, overweight, Yiddish-speaking adulterer about whom she said, "I admire his success." The assassinations of John Fitzgerald Kennedy and Lee Harvey Oswald recount an archetypal scapegoat scenario. Are we prepared to accept the cryptocracy's monopoly on discernment and interpretation, or can we see and think independently of it? Now, we are going to take calls in the second hour, and of course you can call 800-313-9443, and I just heard the doorbell ring, which means that my computer part has arrived, so hopefully I'll be back communicating with everybody by this afternoon. Okay, marching ahead on page 6. And again, I'm reading from Michael Hoffman's article. It's a 20-page article, must-have article. It is entitled King-Kill/33, 50 Years Later. It is available at revisionisthistory.org. It is well worth having, well worth purchasing several copies to share, because I totally believe that this is just a remarkable, concisive, comprehensive article that deals with things that that I haven't read elsewhere. It deals with, well, the Masonic influence, I think, is very important. I really do. Okay, on page 6, Oswald, and this is about Lee Harvey Oswald's background. Oswald had served as radar operator for the CIA's secret U-2 spy plane. The best evidence extant points to him as a CIA counterintelligence asset sent to the Soviet Union as part of ZR/Rifle. According to Idaho Senator Frank Church's Committee to Study Governmental Operations, the CIA's Richard Bissell developed the ZR rifle assassination team, shielded by forged and backdated documents, and with contingency plans for blaming the Soviets for assassinations that became public or were intended to be made public. And, of course, this is false flag. You do something, and then you blame somebody else for it. CIA assassination scapegoats like Oswald were to have a fraudulent 201 personnel file and appropriate Soviet connections. The Church Senate Committee and the House Select Committee on Assassinations, that's HSCA, discovered that CIA counterintelligence chief James Jesus Angleton's department had a 201 file on Oswald from 1960 onward. Former CIA Director Alan Dulles told the Warren Commission on January 27, 1964, that no CIA employee, even under oath, should ever say truthfully if Oswald was in fact a CIA agent. Again, I just want to tell you that what I'm reading from, that this is Michael Hoffman's work, King-Kill/33, 50 years later. You may obtain it at revisionisthistory.com. .org. Revisionisthistory.org. It's a wonderful article, and I really appreciate the fact that he wrote it. The resources that he's got his sources at the back of the article. This is a very scholarly work, as all of his work is, and it's a great article. One of Richard Helms' most trusted associates, David Phillips, also known as Maurice Bishop, met with Oswald 2 months before the Kennedy assassination. Senator Richard Schweiker of Pennsylvania stated, "Oswald had intelligence connections. The fingerprints of intelligence were all over him." And again, we are coming up on the top of the hour break, and we will take your calls in the second hour. Feel free to weigh in with your thoughts about the Kennedy assassination and all of the other things that that Hoffman has discussed. So we'll be back at 6 minutes after the hour.